You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here, live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hello out there in Right Side Ruffian land. We got a major show laid on for you, all kinds of stuff to cover down. And, today, actually, no guests. I just felt like I had so much stuff, so much material. I thought, you know what? We're just going to run with the show today. But I do have a triple dipper full of stuff. Before I do that, though, hey, Boomer, how you doing?
Oh, doing good. I was ready.
I saw you reaching for the button, man, like that hair trigger. And you got the bracket figured out for us.
We do, and we have some winners that we'll talk about later.
All right, we'll cover it in a minute. Triple dipper, hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, you got to know as we run today's show. So I will tell you this, I reserve the right. The moment of personal privilege may arise where we will interject and or flip the script a little bit. But right now, the president, former president of the United States is currently being arraigned, just pled not guilty like moments ago. So I've got a whole segment of the triple dipper that's called the Trump card. And we're going to do that. And my intent was to originally hold it to the end of the show because I knew the afternoon would develop because of what time his arraignment was scheduled for. That being said, you know what? We'll see. We may do parts of it here, parts of it there, and then all at one time, or I may lead off in a minute. Who knows? But right now, one of those dippers is called the Trump card, and we'll cover down on that at the appropriate moment. Another one. We do it once in a while. You got to look at the stuff around. You got to talk about what's here at home. So we're not going to stay focused so far outside of our borders that we forget that there's news going on. There are things, there are events happening in our communities. So I do it. Yep. Home fries. Got a whole section of home fries. Going to cook up some home fries. Talk about what's happening around the four corners of Alabama. So y'all stay tuned for that one. And then the next one on the triple dipper, national insecurity. There's a lot of stuff happening in this world. National insecurity. Where are we militarily? What is happening outside of our borders? Who is doing what to who, and how are we involved, and what do they have intent for us? So we'll talk about it, national insecurity as part of the triple dipper. So there's my dippers. I can't guarantee you the order. We'll see how this show flows. But right now, like I said, breaking news, President Donald Trump is the very first president in U.S. history to now be arraigned on felony charges. It's a mess, y'all. It just is. It's a mess. I think it's a sad day that we have to see this happening when it just appears so entirely unjust, so entirely built upon a political posturing by a DA trying to make a name for himself, and yet it's going down this road, and so we'll watch it unfold together. All right? Y'all stay tuned for that. But let me jump over, though, to my comments, my opening for the show. And I got to say, it's amazing how much misinformation is often spread by the government. There's that word, misinformation. I almost hate to even use it, but it's true. How many things that we're told on a daily basis that we're supposed to believe and that, you know, what we've seen and heard was not really what we saw and heard. Well, it reminds me of the old fable of the great and vain emperor who loved to lord himself over the people of his kingdom. And he called out for new clothes, only the best, because he was the emperor. Bring me some special tailors. So two men came, and they could read the room. They knew the emperor's vanity was going to make them rich if they could play their cards right. So they told the mighty emperor they would make him the finest clothes from a very rare and magic cloth. And they announced with great fanfare that the only ones who could not see the clothes were to be known throughout the land as fools and idiots. Don't you see these clothes? No, I don't see them. You're a fool. Oh, I see them. I see them now. Of course, no one wanted to draw the ire of the vain emperor, so everyone pretended they could see the special clothes, and they told the emperor how marvelous he looked. But the truth is, the emperor was buck naked. These were fake clothes. But even the emperor didn't want people to think he was a fool or an idiot, so he went along with it too, proudly strutting his naked self around, calling for a great parade, and off he went, parading in front of all the kingdom in his birthday suit, with no one willing to speak out for fear of being branded a fool, except one small child. One child who had the honest audacity to shout, "The emperor has no clothes!" And at that point, man, the jig was up, and the fool was the emperor himself, who suddenly realized that he was, in fact, naked as a jaybird in front of all of his subjects. But the other fools were the people who acted more like sheeple, and they went along with it for fear of getting sideways with the emperor. Now ask yourself, which character in that story would you be? Would you be the emperor? Would you be the fearful subjects? Or would you be the child with the brashness to point out the obvious? Well, don't let it happen. The only one that you want to be is the child who is willing to speak truth to power. If you know something, then know it, understand it, and be willing to speak up about it. If wrong is wrong, if right is right, if good is good and bad is bad, then stand on it. At every level of governance, every level, like at the local level, we've seen in Huntsville and Mountain Brook where parents called out issues of critical race theory in the curriculum being provided to their children's schools. We saw in the city of Gadsden when a rendering plant was going to be put right next to schools, churches, and neighborhoods, and the people stood up and made a difference. We've seen in Birmingham where the mayor decides he wants to put restrictions on police forces in what is now one of the murder capitals of the United States. Issues. How about at state level? Remember a couple years ago, you need casinos, they bring more jobs. Here's a monopoly bill, you need to pass this. You really wanted that gas tax, as evidenced by the fact that you're still driving. Your business was non-essential in the pandemic, but the one down the street was not. You don't really need school choice, you need more of the same old, same old. Just telling you, and then how many people just kind of go along to get along? How about the national? The southern border's under control. It's really a good thing for the environment to ban all gas stoves. Climate change is the national security issue, not China. We're taking the lead in Ukraine for as long as it takes, but don't ask about our strategy. Or how about men can give birth and children can be surgically altered to be other than their birth sex? You silly, silly people. These are the emperors. They know the best. They know things you don't know. Get in line. Make no waves. Deny what you know is really what you know. You see, you can only be gaslighted, though, if you let it happen. Accountability starts when people are willing to say, "That's not true," and point out the obvious realities that they've been experiencing, seeing, and hearing for their very selves. There's a great story. I've told it before. It's in the book of Acts, chapters 3 and 4. It's actually one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It had a profound impact on me personally. It was not long after the crucifixion and the resurrection. The new church was growing rapidly, and all the religious leaders, they were beside themselves. And then one day on the way to the temple, Peter and John healed a man, and everyone saw it. But instead of celebrating, the leaders of the day had them arrested by the temple guard and dragged in before the religious council, who demanded that they stop. It was rocking their boat. They were supposed to set truth, not these grassroots activists whose leaders they had helped to kill. It didn't fly, though. Peter and John, the people, they were not to be gaslighted. In Acts chapter 4, we're told that Peter stood, looked them in the eye, and calmly and rationally, here's what it says. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered him to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, that's the council, and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they performed this notable sign. We cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we'll just warn them, don't speak any longer in this name." So they called them in again, and they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John looked them right in the eye. That's me adding that piece. "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to listen to him? You be the judges," they said. "As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we've seen and heard." Did you hear that? They could not help speaking what they'd seen and heard. They knew truth. They were told there was another truth, but that wasn't truth. They could see it, and they could not help speaking what they had seen and heard. And I hope you also notice there's a place in there where it pointed out they had no special training. They had no special degrees. They had no formal speaking or fancy clothes. They were just good, solid, ordinary folks who knew what they had seen and heard, and there was no amount of bluster or accusation or gaslighting by their elected officials and their leadership that was going to stop them from standing up and speaking about their own experiences. Folks, I'm telling you know what's right. You know who we are as a people. You know who we are as a nation. You know the values you hold dear. You know why we stand up for the national anthem and why we kneel for God. And you also know, when you see the news of the day at home and abroad, how to measure that so-called news against those things that you have seen and heard. So, if the emperor has no clothes, tell him loudly. Right side ruffians are not sheeple. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. I'm just telling you, man, they want you to believe that they've got truth in their hands and that you just need to buy into it. And the reality is, we can see the emperor has no clothes. We can tell those things are being made up and manufactured and thrust out there as part of an agenda, and yet we also know what our own personal experiences are. So when they tell you to quit talking about it or to look the other way, you can just do like I said in Acts chapter 4. We cannot stop speaking that which we have seen and heard. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, I will tell you right now, just giving you updates as we go, and we'll talk about it in more detail later, but Trump has indeed pled not guilty. They did unseal the indictment, but we don't know what all it says yet. It's kind of crazy, but what we do know, it has been confirmed, he has been arraigned on 34 separate felony counts. 34. And you look at that and go, golly, 34 crimes? Not necessarily. What I suspect we're going to find here, just talking to you as lawyer Phil for a moment, what I suspect we're going to find here is that there is a claim of wrongdoing with regards to one measure of reporting. But then when you fill out one form and you send it in, every subsequent report after that becomes a perpetuation of what they say was done wrong the first time. Or you signed it multiple times, and each one then becomes like a new attestation to something that wasn't true, allegedly. So what they're looking at, what I suspect we're going to see is that there's been some type of felony stacking where they make the same one to appear to be separate examples, but it's really all the same thing done multiple times. We'll see. I mean, overall, the whole thing, and listen, I just want to tell you guys, take heart, because Trump's got the ability to beat this. He's got a claims made against him, counts made that are thrust against him right now, that he has every right to believe he's going to prevail on. And then there's some folks need to get worn out over this. Not the least of which is some of the salivating liberal media, who this has been like a feeding frenzy already. But then on top of that, you've got just this DA Alvin Bragg and others who support him that believe this was a good idea. Anyway, we'll talk about it in great detail as time goes on, especially a little bit later today. We'll cover down in more detail as part of the Triple Dipper. Let me switch gears for you for a minute, though. Boomer.
Oh, yes.
Boomer. We got a bracket.
Ooh, we got a bracket. And not only do we have a bracket, we have winners.
So we are going with first, second, and third place in our bracket.
That is correct.
And we have three people who have made it thus far. And you know what? I was going to click on that bracket. You already took the button off the website, didn't you?
I took the button off the website because
it's not
there.
I can't go to the bracket. Okay. So I can't even see how bad I did when the whole thing finished out. I was in like 75th place when we got to the final game last night. All right. So first place is going to have – hang on a second before you need names. First place, we got some swag, all right?
We got some swag.
Brand new Right Side Ruffian T-shirt. We've got an engraved Right Side Radio Yeti mug.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a special limited edition laser etched Right Side Radio coin. Am I right in saying you have it in your hands as we speak?
I have it right here.
Them who is looking at the live feed can see the special limited edition Right Side Radio
right
coin.
Here.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I'm just going to brag on you for a minute because you made that. You have so Boomer's quite the creative guy, and he's got a laser set that makes these things.
It's pretty fun.
It's actually pretty crazy. And it's right next door in the next office, and I'm afraid that one day there's going to be an etching on the desk in the floor below us as it grinds its way through the floor. All right, so we got first place is getting those three items,
mm-hmm.
and then we got T-shirts and stuff for second and third place. Tell us, oh brother, who they is.
Listen, the first place, congratulations to Mason Dillinger. I hope I said your last name correct.
Dillinger. Probably.
My bad. See, I already said it wrong. So congratulations, Mason.
Right, Mason's from where? Where's he from?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
That's the problem is I don't know where they're from.
Okay, you're looking at the bracket, not the, okay, gotcha.
Right.
All right, good enough.
So Mason was number one. Number two is Michael. And number three was Ellis. We figured out. Yes.
Ellis, yeah. Which was listed as Elise TK on the...
I thought it was Elise TK, but that was my fault. No, again, I just
that's the way it
like
was spelled.
It.
I saw it. But yeah, congratulations. And so did they... So because UConn won, they had both... We had good brackets. And did the top two or top three all pick UConn as the winner?
The top two picked UConn as the winner. And then... Ellis picked Bama as the winner, but he had the most out of everyone, all the correct picks on the bracket.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, yeah, that was fun, though. I mean, that whole thing was fun.
That was pretty awesome. All right, so we got stuff coming your way.
Yes.
Boomer's going to be working on getting your contact and mailing information so we can send out the swag. Right Side Ruffian bracket is closed. We have champions now. That was actually very cool.
It was a lot
of fun. What's our next bracket? What are we going
to
do next?
We gotta look into it. Maybe we'll have to do the Masters or something.
XFL? who knows?
XFL, yes.
Yeah. We'll do the Transgender Hockey League. I don't know. We'll do something.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to head to a break here in a second. Just know this. Trump is leaving the courthouse. I had thought that he was going to speak. There was some evidence he was going to speak at the courthouse, and apparently that changed. We'll talk about that in more detail. I don't think for a second that Trump's not going to speak, although I would bet that his attorneys have encouraged him not to at this point. Just never a good idea. And the guy is notorious for either not having a script or going off script. And so ain't no telling. His attorneys probably said, sir, Mr. President, please let us get through the arraignment. Let us get through the motion to dismiss. I don't know. We'll hear from him soon enough, but stand by for that. But as we speak, Trump's actually departing the courthouse without having addressed the crowd. Protesters are in New York City. There's been fence lines set up, and apparently you got pro-Trump on one side of one fence and anti-Trump against or on the other side of another fence staring at each other. But, yeah, and there's been a few freak shows, but wow. All right, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump into you know what? I take it back. We're going to look at the break. I'll see if anything comes up about Trump, and I'll decide which dipper you get when you get back. Just stand by.
Hold on.
It's a flexible show today. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with one dipper or the other.